I'm Roxanne Reddington Wild, and I'm loading right now.
Loading,
yes. I am not loaded, alas. No. So I just want to assure you that I, too, I was glad that you put up your presenter disclosure. I was worried I was being rather unique. But I have no connections with evil drug companies or anything other than the preventative aspirin I take each evening. Critical Mass was formed, as Linda said, in 2001 or so to help communities take action on health disparities and to really form a sustainable to form a sustainable statewide effort to accelerate the elimination of racial and ethnic minority health disparities. We see ourselves as a catalyst. One of the first things we did was go around the state and invite people to help us form a definition of what is a health disparity. I'm not from the public health background, and I found an awful lot of the jargon, for instance, really weird. We came up with the definition, with people's help, that health disparities are the difference in health status, couldn't get that jargony word status out of there, between different groups, measured in new cases of disease, number of people overall with it, deaths, access to prevention, etc., and the increased burdens that are caused by a disease. From that, we then wrote, and then we spent many years writing the Taking Community Action on Health Disparities, hot off the press. Well, actually, this past spring it was hot off the press, but still with plenty of residual heat. Critical Mass's toolkit that we originally I'll click because, yes, clicking is difficult to figure out when the person is just gesturing and when they're ready to move on with that. We had gotten a grant from Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Foundation, our very first grant, small grant, and Brunilda Torres, who's one of the founding members, had said, we should do a toolkit. So my boss, who wrote the grant at ABCD's planning department, wrote in toolkit as one of the outcomes. Well, about 6 years after we actually got that grant, here is the toolkit. It consists of six strategies to help communities take action, and with resources and tools. And really, the reason why we wrote the toolkit was so that community members, not necessarily people who are already in public health or in professions or in health and human services, but community members can identify the health disparities in their community, that they can then select a key disparity which they think can be responsive to change out of all those disparities that they can see hitting their community. And from selecting that key disparity, can then develop an actual action plan to eliminate that disparity in the community. I want to pause just for a moment to say what community means to Critical Mass. It means shared background. It also has technical terms. There's a constant tension between, I think, people who aren't in the know, in the public health know, and those who are with those terms. There's the geographic technical term. Community can be where you live, but it can also be the language that you or your family speaks, linguistic, to use that jargon. It can be where you were born that you define your community around, country of origin. It can be what color you are, race, such a big hang-up here in the United States. Or it can be your heritage, your ethnicity. The Critical Mass Toolkit is available for communities of all mixings and matchings of these categories, these shared backgrounds, to self-define themselves on. It is not just a, do you live in Boston's North End, or do you live in the Puerto Rican section of Holyoke, or something like that. It's not just geographic. We developed, because we then, after we spent all of our grant money, we then found a bit more money to develop an actual edited and beautifully laid out toolkit. And here you can see our flower, our mandala, of the six strategies around the process to eliminate health disparities. And I'll go through each of the strategies very briefly with a slide or two with this. Strategy one is understanding health disparities. In the toolkit, and what you see under the find outs are quite literally taken from the first page of each strategy, so you can actually see what you're getting into with that strategy chapter section. In strategy one, it covers finding out what's the difference between good health and good health care, something that is perfectly obvious to people in public health, but a lot of people don't think that, well, wait a second, having good health care doesn't mean that I necessarily have good health. I may have lost my health, and that's why I need the good health care. What are the factors that influence health, having good health, maintaining good health? Also covers some national and state programs and legislation aimed at eliminating disparities, and it talks about how to create change in your own community. Strategy two, which I wrote, was essentially my brain dump that I had learned through at that point about 10 years of community organizing at Action for Boston Community Development. It's gaining the skills to plan and structure those informal community gatherings, starting potentially from you and your few community members looking around and saying, you know, something's not right here in our community. Forming that small little informal, what's called in the toolkit, the kitchen cabinet, to maybe around your kitchen table or something like that, where you start saying, we've got to do something to make a difference. Going from that, we've got to do something, to how do you organize, how do you publicize, how do you pull together and run large public meetings to bring in more people, and having run, potentially, that just brilliant first large public meeting where you're feeling overwhelmed by everybody else saying, you're right, we got to do something, how do you follow up effectively with that? One of the tools in the toolkit in section two, so therefore it's tool 2.10, is something that I created because I wasn't clear at all on the public health terms. I call it the fancy word chart, and it turns out it's been used a great deal. Here's just an example of how it's laid out. It has a category for public health word, that dreadful word, morbidity. Maybe you guys in public health have always known from Public Health 101 what morbidity means. Not coming from this background, I was always wondering, what is morbidity? Surely it means you're dead or something. No, turns out its everyday meaning is, as I've put it here, you're alive, but you're permanently sick from the disease that you have. And then the tool, the fancy word chart, gives an example. For instance, blindness can be a permanent result of having diabetes. It has other words in the fancy word chart: incidence, prevalence, socioeconomic status. All of those words that essentially say, for people in public health, we're in the inside group. We know what we're talking on. It says to community members quite often, I clearly don't belong here. And actually, this chart has been used. Actually, a person who has the toolkit took it up, and she was training Dartmouth medical students. And she used the toolkit and the fancy word chart. She gave them the fancy public health word and said, okay, you guys come up with your everyday definition that you would use when talking with people, so you're not saying, and so the examples of morbidity here are. It's a dreadful word, morbidity. Strategy three, creating your case with data. This was, I think, the actual hardest section to write. It was the section that remained unwritten the longest as we were looking for critical mass members who were willing to, A, write, and B, who understood how to structure a chapter around data. Sam Lewis of the Department of Public Health, Office of Multicultural Health in Massachusetts, critical mass member, put it together, and once I read it, I understood finally how you do that public health data collection. In it, for instance, it has what is data, where is it collected, how to get data, where and how to find existing secondary data. And the toolkit, I think, is superb around especially the published sources of secondary data. One of our members is the medical librarian for Massachusetts Office of Medicaid, what's now known as MassHealth, and he did this superb, superb list of resources, about 30 pages that's interspersed through the toolkit. And then where and how to collect your own primary data. And just an example of tool 3.4 in there, which Sam put together, called the Primary Research Methods Checklist. In it, for instance, he wrote, you know, there's 9 stages of constructing this checklist. A checklist so that you can do perhaps a survey, a questionnaire, or an interview guide. For example, stage 2 says, you know, as a community person, you can go out, you need to collect and also draft questions to ask folks. There's such things as closed questions, you know, the yes-no questions, the multiple-choice questions. There's open-ended questions. Do you believe the local speed trap to slow people down on the street is actually effective? Why not? Those open-ended questions where people answer broadly. Stage 3, for example, conduct a pilot before you go out and actually do your survey. Now that I've been doing planning work at ABCD for a number of years, we've tripped ourselves up occasionally and not conducted the pilot for a survey, and you really wish you had afterwards. But the tool here in the data chapter is very good at actually structuring what you need to do. So you don't have to remember, oh wait, somebody once mentioned a pilot, or maybe we should do some evaluation. Strategy 4, don't forget that you can get ideas from others. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. In the strategy 4, one can learn where to find other examples of disparity elimination campaigns, how to borrow their successful strategies, and incredibly important, as others here have said, how to develop relationships with leaders and members of other disparity elimination campaigns, or even plenty of other social justice campaigns that may be going around in your area. Because those relationships then leads to ties, leads to, for instance, the Disparities Action Network that Michelle was discussing earlier, where you bring in tons of people, you flood, for instance, the State House, because you've got allies. Moving to action. This is the action planning section of the toolkit. In it, one's able to find out how to generate a vision statement. Where do you really want to go positively? What would your community look like much better if you succeeded? How to prioritize the issues that your plan will focus on? I think this is really, really important. There's so many things that people want to take action on. The identifying of what is a doable action, essentially a disparity that you can eliminate, how to draft that action plan, and how to figure out, for instance, I use the analogy of a domino, of a chain of dominoes, how to figure out what is the place that when you apply a small amount of, well, finger flick pressure, when you give a little bit of push, where can you do that push so that that domino topples, which topples another domino, which topples another domino, and you watch the whole chain of action going to finally eliminate that disparity. It's an incredibly difficult thing to do. The toolkit, I believe, gives the community tools to help figure out how to do that. And finally, how to evaluate those actions. Did it work? Strategy 6, the final strategy, is to reach people through advocacy, so that you can be prepared to plan an advocacy campaign, as the Disparities Action Network has done so superbly well, to work with the media to make your voice heard, to make friends with legislators or city council members or whomever you need to actually get some of those mechanisms in place, to work with your allies and work with the policy members to advance the cause that your community has identified and the action plan that you've developed. And finally, to learn about critical mass and how critical mass is here to support you. So, as we say, basically become a partner to eliminate health disparities. Join the Critical Mass Listserv, which has been very, I think, effective across Massachusetts. Order the Critical Mass Toolkit, take community action, visit our website at www.enddisparities.com, and or right here, right now, I have 10 copies of this magnificently beautiful, long in birthing, Taking Community Action on Toolkit, on Health Disparities Toolkit. We have also order forms that I have up here and at the back table in front of the door. The first 10 people to fill out the order form and bring it up to me can get copies of the toolkit to take away with them. The others can fill this out. I will bring it back to Corone Anderson over here in the bottom corner. She is our excellent coordinator for Critical Mass, and she has promised that she will ship out an individual copy to each person who fills out the order form. If you wish to have more than one toolkit, there is a charge. I In Massachusetts, the multiple
costs. Disclosure.
Yeah.
You need a disclosure.
I need a disclosure.
Yes. You can't do this.
According to Caron, we can do this. Elmer is Caron's boss. Caron specifically told me that we could. I will get onto the downloading with this, but you can fill out this form and I will bring it back. We also have lovely little, beautifully graphically designed postcard information on this, and we have it going up on the website. What we found as we were trying to put it on the website is that the graphic designer gave us the entire PDF file for the entire toolkit, and we are not going to be evil to you and say just hit print, only to discover that you've used up all the paper and not finished in your printer, and that your office colleagues, if you're doing it in an office, are swearing at you for, you know, taking an hour or so for printing up the printing out the toolkit with that. So our contact information, there's Caron here. My contact information is on the other side. And a small, brief little plug also, if you continue to be interested in Massachusetts and health reform, I'm actually facilitating on Wednesday at your exact last chance to do a session at the at APHA here at 12:30 on Wednesday. I'm facilitating a session, Massachusetts Health Reform, A View from the Ground, which will be looking more broadly, not at the health disparities, but more broadly at how we got the legislation in place, how we're implementing it, and I'm actually doing, from another of my hats, how it's being implemented through the state tax return policy with that. So thank you very much.
I hope we don't get thrown at APHA for your commercialization of our presentation. Any questions or comments for any of the panelists, please? Okay. Who's your auntie?
Dr. Gloria Johnson Powell.
Oh, yes, we know Gloria well.
Well, anyway, I was here today to do a presentation on the position of safety and health on genomics.
Mm-hmm.